I feel like we're time traveling. These weeks keep clipping by faster and faster and faster. Open line calls. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. Hey, by the way, if you want to keep abreast of my traveling schedule for the events I'm at, just go to coasttocoastam.com and click the calendar schedule that you'll find on the homepage. Let's go. Oh, by the way, yeah, Lex wanted me to let you know, by the way, we have a incredible video apparatus coming very soon to the coasttocoastam.com website as well. You're going to really enjoy that. It's fun. And then later on, we're working on having our own YouTube-type paranormal internet video channel. And you'll be able to supply your own videos and your little UFO fill-type songs and stuff like that and just have some fun. Should be cool. All right, back. We go to Skype, Matt in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Matt, welcome.
Awesome. How you doing, George?
Okay, my friend. How about you?
I'm doing excellent. Huge fan, first-time caller. I've been listening to you since I was in high school. The first show I heard was on the Anunnaki, and since then I've just been hooked.
We've got you ever since, haven't we?
Hooked. I've listened to you every single night. I'm a huge fan, and I admire you. Very, very much, sir.
Thank you.
I have a few things to ask you. I'm 20 years old, and, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's going on in these next 2 years. It seems like things are getting kind of hectic around the planet.
No doubt.
Basically, I feel like, you know, we should be a little smarter than we are. And I feel like, you know, with a lot of the suppressed information and technology, you know, there has to be a way to, I don't know, I feel like everything has already been invented, you know, and, basically, are there any new ideas that you see, you know, any new trends or new, I don't know, ideas in technology or, you know, anything like that, that you see possibly coming into existence? And I was wondering if you had any possible words of inspiration.
Well, I'll tell you both, Matt. First of all, absolutely. Now, I don't know the ideas because if I did, I'd be a zillionaire. I'd come up with all the ideas and I'd take them to marketplace. But they're out there. The human mind will continue to make incredible advances, coming up with things, innovative ideas, products that will benefit mankind in the years to come. I mean, look what's happened in the last 100 years. Absolutely staggering. Staggering. And it's going to continue. In terms of words of encouragement, something to keep you hopeful, regardless of the rocky road I think we're all in, you're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together. There's going to be bumps. You know, if you're in a roller coaster, you got to hold on. You're going to get tossed out. That's what life is all about. And, you know, as I tell my kids who are concerned about their future, they're concerned about their kids, this is not going to be an easy ride. Not for you, not for me, not for anybody. It's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. I do see, whether we like it or not, a new world order coming in. I see a one-world government. I see an international currency. And this is me looking into the future. I see these things happening. We just have to make these things work when they do, because I don't think we can, as individuals or as people together collectively, I don't think we can stop it anymore. I used to think we could, but we can't. But we can make it better. We can make it work. Look at Star Trek. Look at the Federation. That's what's going to happen to us. So in terms of words of inspiration for you, it's a bright future, and just make the best of it and do what I do. Live every day like it's your last. You never know when a fluke's going to happen. Look at that story of that poor kid, high school basketball player. He shoots the winning basket for his team. They end the season, 20 wins, no losses. While he's celebrating with his teammates, he collapses and dies. A kid. You have no idea when your time is up. So enjoy the moment. Matt, the best thing I can say, live it as if it's your last day. Let's go to North Haven, Connecticut. Fred, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Fred, welcome to the show.
Hi, George. I'm a 20-year listener. I think you're great. And I just would have I love the song Velvet Morning. It just does something to me.
Oh, super. Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Sinatra.
Yes. Could you play it, possibly?
As a matter of fact, I think it's in the tunes to be played sometime tonight. Absolutely.
Oh, great, George. And you're the best. I won't take up any more of your time.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. We may play it in the next 10 minutes or coming back. Our Dan, our crack engineer is on it. Let's go to Oklahoma City. Glenn, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi, Glenn.
Yeah, George, we've been listening for a decade on it, and George Bell, too. Okay, Art Bell. Okay.
That's the first time somebody confused me with him as opposed to the other way around. Huh?
Yeah, he's pretty legendary.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, I want to talk about China. Everybody knows about all the goods coming over here, and your show the other night stated how China was like $3 trillion ahead on their budget.
That's right.
And all our jobs have gone over there. Now, here's my point and my big point, and I really needed an outlet, a real big outlet. China has these prisons over there that house like 1,500 people apiece, and everybody knows that the labor is free and that they work them 15 and 18 hours a day. And that they, even some of their top people who was in the higher echelons got put in back into the system. And all of a sudden they said that there's books written on it. And I wish you could get a guest some night who could talk about it, that the prisons have like, maybe a loading zones, you know, like trucks, where the trucks come in, and 30 and 40 trucks at a time, like you see for a Walmart warehouse, and they load them up around midnight, and these here prisons that have 1,500 people per prison in almost every province, is what is happening is big, is that what they're doing is mostly the women prisons. They torture everybody. There's nobody escapes getting tortured there. And they mainly torture them like these Falun Gong, the religion over there.
Right, right.
And they're sweeping the streets, word for word what I'm saying. They're sweeping the streets just as Hitler did with the Jews in the 40s. And what they're doing is they get all these Falun Gong, and it's mostly 90% women. They throw them in these prisons that are huge, and they're 1,500 people per prison. They work them 15 to 17 and 18 hours a day, and whip them, beat them, and every last one, the guards use electric torture, you know,
jeez,
like the cattle prod.
And, of course, they're not paying them anything, right?
Oh, no, they don't pay them a penny. But what they're doing is loading all these here trucks daily with the goods that are coming out into Walmart, literally, and these people literally describe the goods that they're making, every one of them.
So you're saying the prisons are like little manufacturing plants.
But it's huge. We're talking huge. What they're doing to that religion of Falun Gong, they're sweeping up almost all the women out of every one of these towns, taking them there. They torture them till they will not eat. Every last case, there's thousands on a site. And then when they quit eating, they force feed them, and then they force feed them with salt water. And it's, you know, I mean, you all heard about salt water in your stomach. Well,
sure. How do you know this is happening?
There's a site. It's called Clear Harmony. It's about all the Falun Gong. But there's so many thousands and thousands and thousands that there's every story. They got thousands of stories, and every last one of them is the same. How they're taken and tortured daily, and they're worked, and then the books are written. Now there's many books out there. This is where you
jeez
come in. I wish you could find one of these guests, because the national news isn't reporting it. It's killing me why Hillary isn't fighting her brains out. Because there was even a woman 2 years ago or 3 years ago when Bush was president. She was a reporter, and she was from China. She come in, fell on the stage in front of Bush. We had the footage. It was on TV. And she screamed, "Stop torturing the Falun Gong." But the products are all being made by these people, by the tens of thousands.
All right, I'm going to ask you to send me some info on this in terms of some specific book authors who have written
stories on this. I should have had that as my ammo when I called.
Well, that's okay. Do it for me. Send it to me, george@coasttocoastam.com. Send it a couple times so it doesn't get lost.
Yes.
It's a good story.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my message, and people's got to get it because they're really killing us. Prisons, you know, nobody cares about torturing men. When you torture, you know, every last woman in the prison with those prods continually and work them 20, you know, 15 or 17-hour days, somebody's got to put their foot down, and it's not our country.
Especially if those goods are coming into this country.
Oh, half the stuff you see is probably straight from those deals.
All right, let's do that. Send me the info. I will follow up on that. I promise you. Inglewood, California. Marsha, it's your turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Marsha.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for allowing me to share my story with you.
Sure.
Now, I was going to speak about alien abductions, but that everyone's speaking about China. I'll speak about their unethical business dealings. Now, China has created a problem to create a multi-billion dollar industry. That problem is the hair care problem. Now, they have bought off a whole They bought out, oh my God, I'm embarrassed now.
What's the matter? You've lost yourself.
I don't know, I just got a little nervous because I hadn't planned on talking about this.
What did you call it? An abduction story?
Tell me about that.
Tell me about that.
Well, you don't want to hear about China? This is very important because
Not if you forgot what it is.
I haven't forgotten it. I just got so nervous about mentioning it because it's really like kind of dangerous or something to bring this to the forefront because it's like a problem was created to invent a multi-billion dollar industry, which is the hair care industry. What they did is they bought out all the black hair industry. I mean, manufacturers. There used to be over 400.
You're talking, all right. You said, did you say the hair industry?
Hair care industry.
Hair care. So stuff, products.
Yes. So okay. What they're doing now is they're selling us bootleg hair care products, which is damaging our hair. And they're selling it, distributing it through the terrain. Now, California is known as the weave capital. And the way they're making the money is once they damage our hair, we're like enslaved to buying that animal product hair that they send here.
They're sending us products that destroy your hair?
Yes.
And
we have the highest case of alopecia here today in America than ever.
What does that mean?
They have a multi-billion dollar hair industry. All of a sudden we have all this animal care hair, wigs and everything. We never needed all that before.
So,
our hair is damaged.
So you're saying that they're killing people's hair.
And purposely destroying your hair so you can be dependent on buying that animal product hair that they send here.
That's bizarre. How do you know this?
Because I live in California, but fortunately for me, I lived in North Carolina for a while. And I know when I was there, and plus I have a relative that lived there, her hair would never grow. And when she was there, her hair grew long and beautiful, and so did mine. So when I came back to California, I had this hair problem again. And I started, you know, contributing it to the environment and things like that, pollution and maybe the foods and stuff. But then I just, you know, came up with this theory, and I said, well, let me test it. I had my product imported from another state. Now, the reason it affects us here in California, because we have more Koreans here than anywhere else.
So why don't you, like, use natural products? What would happen to you?
Well, that's fine if I use natural products, but people need to be aware what's going on, why they're having problems with their hair.
That's bizarre. You're the first person that's ever called me about that. So I'm getting calls about China's using its prisons to make goods, and now you're telling me they're making products and they're ruining people's hair so people have to run around and buy wigs and things. That's weird. All right. We'll check into that, too. Let's go to Ruben, Queens, New York. You're up with us. Hey, Ruben, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? So are you going to talk about China, too?
No, no, I'm not going to talk about China or hair.
All right.
I am going to talk about observations about weather.
Okay, and do you have a better phone, or you sound like you're on a speaker, but you're far away?
I am. Oh, no, how about this?
All right.
Is this better? Oh, no.
Let's see.
Is this better?
Yes, much.
Okay.
Okay.
What I want to talk about was weather manipulation.
All right.
I've noticed anytime that we have M or X plus square, you see chemtrails, there's cloud cover over America, you know. And I wanted to pretty much know what that's all about. I mean, it's pretty, like, I mean, I know we have chemtrails all the time, pretty much. But, like, it's normally, like, really dense. All over the place. It's like painfully obvious when there's like solar flares coming about.
And it's happening more and more and more.
Indeed.
Yep. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, we're being sprayed for some reason. I still don't know what it is, whether it's weather modification, protection, I doubt. Who knows? But it's happening more and more. In terms of whether it's time to X or M flares, I don't know that. I'll check in with Bill Thomas, so I just had him on. Josie's in Florida. Go ahead, Josie. You're up with us.
Hi, George.
Hello.
First-time caller. I wanted to tell you about a conspiracy, and I've been wanting to tell you about it for a while, right here in America.
What is it?
And it's about our children. And people don't know this, but our government is stealing our children.
What do you mean, stealing them?
They're stealing them under the guise of protection and child abuse. And so many women have asked me to call into the show and let you know that they have fought for their children. They steal them. I was working with a senator undercover, and she had uncovered like 300 cases that we looked into together. And all of a sudden, she had written a book, and she was going to do a movie. And the last time she spoke to us, you know, I was out of the country visiting some kids, and she died.
She died. That isn't that convenient, right?
She was killed, like, the very next day with her spouse.
What's happening? And what's happening to these kids?
What they do is, I was checking. I did a whole bunch of research on it, and the law, it makes people call in and say that there's even a suspicion of child abuse. They take your kids away, and you really think that you're going to have to do all these things to get them back. You're not going to get them back. When I look at the laws, they have quotas that they have to meet and stuff, and they drug these kids with 4 and 5 drugs apiece when I was pulling up.
What do they do with the kids?
I don't know what's going to happen to these kids, but I got together with this lady named Cheryl. And we started doing, like, a little blog talk radio show, but we uncovered anywhere from politicians down to Social Security recipients. They use our Social Security funds to fund these programs that we're paying into. We've uncovered so much. Up to the age of 15, they're already given 4 to 5 psychiatric drugs.
All right. Well, do me a favor. Send me some information on this, too, and I'll check into that. Man, we're getting more leads than I've heard in a long, long time. Well, on our Saturday edition of Coast to Coast AM, Ian Punnett joins us as we talk about the fascination of end times with his special guest. And then I'll be on Sunday night, first Sunday of every month. Of course, we'll have our emerging artist, our bumper music for the first couple hours with them. Great stuff, by the way. And then the first hour, Marla Martinson joins us as we talk about the law of attraction. Then Fred Allen Wolf joins us as we talk about time loops on Coast to Coast AM. San Diego, great spot. We go to Joanna. Hello there.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, George?
Good. Thank you so much.
I've been waiting for like a while, and I was listening to all the people who talked to you. And I like that we're talking about different subjects. I wanna say a little bit about where I'm from because I think it matters. I came 11 years ago to this country from Russia.
Okay.
And I did not know anything about Illuminati. I did not know anything about modern alien research and abductions. But I came here with knowing who I am and knowing that I had something strange about me since I was a child. My great-grandmother was very known in her village healer, and she had many people coming to her, and I think I'm inherited something from her. I saw aliens, not aliens, ghosts in my life. My dreams are predictive. I can sense things that nobody senses and talk about them, and then they become true.
Well, you sound like you're pretty tuned in, aren't you?
It's getting worse as I get older. I'm 33 years old right now.
Is it getting worse or getting better?
Worse in terms of I'm experiencing more things. I want to talk about my dreams today because I can fill up the whole show. Let me narrow it down to my dreams. When I was 13 or 15 years old, I started seeing a number of dreams that were happening again and again. You know, they were repeating night after night. And what I've seen in a dream is nothing but an alien invasion.
Well, you know what? There's talk that there's going to be an alien invasion. It's called Project Bluebeam. I don't know if it's real or not. And talk about whether it's real or not. I want to take you to Area 51 right now because this is a story that 300 people have sent me emails about in the last 2 months saying, please take us back.
I'm going to read you a fax that I've got here, and I would like everybody to not call my wildcard line. Please, if you're calling the wildcard line, hang up, and I'm going to tell you why. Here's what I've got. Art, answer the wildcard line. My boyfriend is in a small plane north of Las Vegas and is ready to fly into Area 51. He has been trying to call you by cell phone. Now, it's signed by a name, and I'm not going to give that name, so I will know when the right person calls me on the phone. But whether or not you're able to get through to me, I would like to tell you that two things may occur if you try to fly into Area 51. One, you will be forced down and interrogated and probably arrested as the least case. Or worst case, you will be shot down. And so I'm telling you, you should not do this. But if you're already in the air, and you really want to call in, you go ahead and call me now on the wildcard line, and if you verify the person who signed their name here at the bottom, I will verify you as the person who sent the fax or the boyfriend of that person, and I will put you on the air. Again, let me tell you, Art, answer the wildcard line. My boyfriend is in a small plane north of Las Vegas, ready to fly into Area 51. He's been trying to call you by cell phone. And here he is. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello there. Is this Art Bell?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, my name, I won't give you my last name.
Okay, wait a minute, sir. Hold on. The fax is signed by somebody named who?
Jill.
Jill, that is correct. So you are the one.
That's my girlfriend.
Yes, sir. Where are you?
Well, I'm up here from Fort Worth in my little airplane. It's a long... I built myself. It's a Burt Rutan design with the Ford Canard. I'm not sure if you know the kind. It's an experimental aircraft.
No, I'm not.
Classified that, but not anymore.
No, tell me about it. What kind of airplane is it?
Well, it's a long easy. It's got 120 horsepower, like homing in it, but we had it board stroked and fixed it up a little bit. It usually flies around 140, 160 indicated airspeed. I'm right now at 7,000 feet. You know where this place called Indian Springs is?
Indian Springs, yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been flying now for about 45, 49 minutes here between Beatty, is that what you call it, and Indian Springs. And I figure I'll just go on up here and try to get into this Area 51. I'm right south of this Nevada test site, or Nellis Air Force Base.
Listen.
And I'm right outside this restricted zone.
Listen to me. When you fly into that zone,
yeah,
they are going to either force you down or shoot you down. Don't you know that?
Well, you know, I've been in a lot of Air Force bases, and I'm in the Air Force for many years. I'm an ex-Air Force, but I'm just going to tell you that, you know, as an American citizen, we have the right to know what's up there in this Area 51. And I've been listening to you boys talk about this. Hold on here. I'm making a turn. And I'm going to go on up there and see what's going on. And I just wanted to let you know about that before I do that, don't you know?
How long do you estimate it's going to be before you...
I figure about 14 minutes. I can crank this baby up a little bit here. Let's do that. Let's crank this thing on up. We got some pretty good mountains here off to my west, don't you know? I'm turning up north right now, and I can see the Air Force Base out there in the distance. It's got three runways, it looks like. They're all lit up. And A-shaped, looks like north-south. Got a lot of desert up here, don't you, boys?
A lot of desert, yes. A
lot of desert.
You're liable to get yourself killed.
I'm sorry, sir. You have to speak so loud. I cranked this engine all the way up here. I said
you're liable to get yourself killed.
Well, we'll get up there in a few minutes, yeah, and we're just going to see what's going to happen, because this is a... I've got Red Crosses painted on this baby, and I got hospital on it, see? And maybe they're going to think that I'm on some kind of a mercy flight, and I'm just off course. And I've got the radios cut off, because you can have radio failure, don't you know? And so I'm going to hold this thing steady here about around 6,800 feet.
Why are you doing this?
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm a American. My family has been American for years, and I'm going to get down in here, and I'm going to find out what's happening.
All right, then why are you doing it at night?
Because that's the best way to get in here.
But no, even if you manage to overfly the area,
I'm in the restricted zone. I just entered the restricted zone. I see a bunch of lights out there. It's like some kind of a searchlight coming on.
You're in the restricted zone now?
I just crossed that restricted zone. I'm going to drop this thing down.
You're going to get shot down.
Hold on here now. I got my pressure suit on. I don't really need one of this kind of aircraft. It's not like a jet, but it helps us when I make the tight turns here. And I'm going to cut down here. Now, let's see what these boys are going to do. I don't see anybody coming up here yet. I just see a bunch of lights. But I'm pretty far from that Area 51. I figure about another 8-9 minutes here. And it's hard to calculate it right now trying to talk to you. I'm trailing an antenna out here about 30 feet so I can keep this phone conversation. If we get cut off, then... But I'm going to go up here and see what's going on. They say there's a bunch of UFOs and there's all kind of things out here. And I'm going to get this baby right down here about 1,000 feet. And we're going to see if there's any UFOs or anything out here, what's going on.
Listen, I think you're making a mistake.
Well, sir, I might be, you know, but, you know, our tax dollars pay for all this. And these boys, they've been hiding everything under all this black project and all this great funding and all this kind of thing.
Hold it. Don't you think that we have a right to national security secrets?
I think we have, not really, because you know they have these K-11 and K-15 satellites up there, and the Russians, they know what we're doing, and the Chinese, they've got satellites down here, they know what's going on. The only thing that don't know what's going on is the common folk like me and you, and us common folk got a right to know, because we're funding all this.
How long have you been planning this?
I got this thing down here about 1,000 feet. I've been planning this thing now. I'm right on the deck, not quite on the deck, I'm at 1,000 feet. Boy, they got light bulbs popping up everywhere. I'm telling you, they got searchlights. There's about four of them out here. And I've been planning this now for, anywhere from a month to 6 weeks. It took me a while to paint up the plane because I had to use that Imron. It's the only thing that stick to this gel coat I got on this thing. This thing's built out of Kevlar and carbon fiber. I got it stressed, 8G positive, 10G snake. It's overbuilt. And I tell you what, I'm going to get down here and squirm like a little frog that's been stepped on by a big dog when I get down here. In a few minutes here, I'll tell you that. Because I'm not going to Hey, looks like there's a F-16 coming up here.
I wouldn't be surprised. You're making a mistake.
He's scrambling somebody down there. He's got some afterburners on because I can see him. He's about 5 miles out. That old boy is cranking. Yes, oh, sir. And I see something opening up here on the ground. It's the... I'm pretty low now. I'm starting to pick up all kind of buildings down here. I see something here that's level with the ground. And just they're opening this thing up. There looks like something's coming up out of that. I can't tell you what it is. It must be on some kind of a... hold on here. I got to make this turn.
All right.
I think this old boy's going to head up here for me.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, he's going to be up here right directly because he's in the F-16. Sure as hell. He's coming. To hold on here.
I would advise you to turn your...
Hold on here. We can do this.
I would advise you to turn on your radio.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. We can do this now. Come on here. Hold on. This old boy's coming up here. Now, he's got his lights. He's got his lights on and he's flashing me.
Yeah, he's probably...
All right, I'm waving at him. No radio. He don't know that.
Well, if I were you, I'd turn it on.
I hope folks are listening to Art Bell, because everybody listens to Art Bell.
Well, maybe if you're making...
I got to get some air speed.
You're making a bad calculation, because if they're not listening, you're going to be shot down.
I don't know what he's going to do here. He's rocking his wings at me right now. He's rocking his wings, and he's cutting in front of me. And you know this... Oh, don't cut in front of me now, because if he cuts that close, stay off. Stay off. He could hear the vortex from his engine, from Pratt & Whitney engine. We're going to, just like twin tornadoes, if he gets too close, stay off, boy. Hold on here. I'm getting down on the deck. I'm going in. I'm getting down here. He ain't going to get me. I'm a bad damn veteran. He ain't going to get me there. They didn't get me over there. They're not going to get me over here now. Looks like some kind of rail gun coming up out of that elevator, that flat area over there that the doors opened up. It's got some kind of a weird-looking barrel on it with a light. And, oh, hell, they're doing something. They're shooting at me now. Oh, God. No, baby, I'm going in. I think I'm going in.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure what we just heard. All I can tell you is I got a fax that read, Art, answer the wildcard line. My boyfriend is in a small plane north of Las Vegas and ready to fly into Area 51. He's been trying to call you by cell phone. I withheld the signature at the bottom of the fax so I could be sure that if I did get the person, I could verify it. Indeed, it was signed by Jill. Now, whether what you just heard was a hoax or the real thing, I have no way of telling you, and I have no way of knowing. You tell me.
And you tell me. It's one of the old Coast to Coast classics.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden. And I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling. Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware. But now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night. And I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light. And I also see a ghost. Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid. But as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now now you know the signs, 'cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Good morning or good evening, wherever you may be, whichever world you're living in, whatever century.
For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Jason King, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy, and Punnett and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on the next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.